irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA, and hello, whole world. Again, Ilona Europa, every Monday, 6 till 7. Channel 1, LA Talk Radio, number one internet radio station in America. And what can I say? I'm always looking forward to have the Monday in my life. Because I have the right to choose my own guests. Ha! How lucky I am. And if people, I know people listening to me, and I'm very, very thankful for that. And I'm hoping that they enjoy also the choices of stars, artists, painters, smart people, great guys, beautiful chefs, amazing bodybuilders, and people from all around the world who are coming to my show. But from time to time, I have a guest that I don't even know if I will be equal to have conversation with. But everybody also knows that Ilona Europa's English is not perfect, but I don't care. Because I found out that people like to listen to my funky English, and they understand that I'm just fighting my own demons. I wish I speak like all of you people, but I have an accent. And this is what the Accent On is about. It's about people who have an accent, live in America, they come here with their own dreams, and they succeed. Which means we are bringing successful people to America. And also, from time to time, Ilona Europa is putting accent on issues, on charities, on problems in life that she feels like are very important to me and to the world, and that's what is Accent On also. But today, I'm already scared. I'm so scared and so excited to introduce my guest, Eva Blaisdell. Did I pronounce it well, your second
Ilona,
name?
Ilona, beautifully and okay. Without an accent.
That's really crazy because a lady on my right side, she's a Polish woman. She has a brain, honestly, that I never, ever, I think, had a right to speak to. I know, I didn't meet a woman of your brain, of your caliber of energy and futuristic way of thinking what the future of our media, entertainment, a platform where we want to really find out something that interests us and make money of that. And we're not talking dollars, $2, $100, $1,000, $1,000,000. We are talking billions of dollars. And you are the woman behind the ideas, and you're a woman who live life, you know, with the dream of yours, yes, mm-hmm. to take what nobody understands really in a way and make this reality. Okay, I complicated this beautifully, but Eva. Eva, that's Polish, Polish beautiful way how we tell your name, speak your name. Eva, explain us, who is Eva? Eva, you are a Polish lady who came to America how many years ago?
Ilona, first of all, thank you for splendid, emotional, accented presentation.
Oh, you got accent too!
Everybody pales comparing to how you can handle
You are gorgeous. That's also what is amazing when you look in this European lady. Oh my gosh. Okay, people can see, we'll see the picture because we'll snap the picture. But again, Eva is beautiful blonde like me. She's got short hair. I have an extensions, but who cares? Eva has amazing, beautiful leather jacket with the crochet line. Like see-through black, amazing things with leather on the top, hot leather pants, amazing shoes. She is just hot lady, and she's, again, very smart. I know, sounds funny when I say this, but that's the truth. And we need to celebrate the smart ladies around us.
Yes.
Yeah, because Monday ago, I had a beautiful Iranian lady who has three PhDs, and you know what? She did this all by herself. You know, it's amazing. We are great and strong women. Then again, my dear Eva, you came to America how many years ago?
Quite some time ago. I am hesitating right now to name the year, but it was a while ago. It was long enough so I grew two hearts. One remains Polish, another one is totally American, because I love both places with a passion, with commitment, with acceptance, and with an expectation that the best is yet to come for us here and also in Poland.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll be talking about your business life.
Yeah.
And way how
let
you...
me my drama. Yeah. Let me tell you my drama, how I got here.
We need to say, so we need to find out everything. That's a life story.
This is a big, big drama. Imagine Warsaw, Poland. I am from the Polish family of scientists, writers, political leaders, military heroes. And concept of the United States was introduced to me when I was a child as the destination place for the freedom, from the freedom of spirit, for the freedom of thought. And when I was 12 years old, I started to put pictures of Golden Gate Bridge and California on my walls of my room in Warsaw. And we know that sometimes it's an initiation of the entire coming out situations in our lives. Fast forward, I am a graduate student of University of Warsaw, surrounded by very prolific, beautiful underground life of non-free Poland. We were fighting against communism with every poem, every film, every party. We are fighting communism by drinking Jack Daniels and not Russian drinks. And I had incredible, incredible life, but I always wanted to come here, but it wasn't easy, as you know, Ilona.
Yes.
Miracle happened. I won scholarship. And then difficulties started. Communist government wouldn't let me leave. I never give up. I smuggled myself for my customary vacation to Italy.
Okay.
Walked into American embassy on Via Veneto in Rome, asked for American ambassador, and presented him with the challenge, saying, Mr. Ambassador, here I am, Polish graduate student, best grades. I have American scholarship, but Polish government wouldn't let me go. It was during communistic time. I kindly request that you grant me student visa anyway. Ambassador was shocked. He said, listen, I have to decline. This is not exactly
the way
to go about it.
Yes to people who come on, knock to the door, say, yeah, I want to
exactly.
Go
so here behind me is thriving Via Veneto. Inside is a very, very splendid American ambassador, and here I am. Ambassador was a good man, and he didn't feel like saying no to me on the spot, so he said so diplomatically, give me 2 weeks and I will consider. After 2 weeks, I was granted an American visa. Oh. I came. There was more drama, but we don't have all the evening to discuss it. But anyway, in a year and a half, I got my first degree. And I asked my American friends, so let me tell you one date. Think about like beginning of 1980s. Okay, this is where the computers are starting to come of age. I asked my American friends, okay, now I have a good degree. Here I am. But you know what? Let me back up a little bit. Here's an incredible American-Canadian-Polish story.
Okay.
I won probably the best job there was in a computer industry at that time, competing against about 500 incredible American engineers.
Wow.
When shocked that I was selected by Hewlett-Packard, woman, computers.
New, from Poland.
From Poland. I asked...
Year in America or less.
That's right. Coming to 2 years. So I was totally delighted, but totally puzzled. And Ilona, I asked this incredibly handsome, powerful guy who was running Hewlett-Packard's computer business, said, why me?
Yeah.
Look, why me? And she said, listen, let me tell you the truth. We were looking not for a person who knows computers or the business or even knows English the best. We were looking for the most courageous person.
I love you. I believe in that so much because things can be done only by people who are passionate. They go after what they want and they never let go. And I know you are a person like that. So, that was just the beginning.
This is the beginning. But let me tell you the second half of his answer.
Okay.
Okay. And I said it with a big pleasure. And then he said that during the Second World War, he was in Canadian Navy fighting Germans. And every second week, they would arrive to the Canadian port to load up the food, the supply, and then spend 3 days partying in a good restaurant. He said when Poles arrived on their warships, they stepped out, got food, got fuel, and sailed immediately back the ocean to fight the Germans. Aww. He said, if you have 1,000 of the courage and commitment they had, you will win the biggest business for Hewlett-Packard. Guess what? I did.
That's amazing.
And it was with Boeing. And then the rest is the history.
Many years did you work for Hewlett?
I worked maybe only 5 years because then my spirit told me that I need to be free again. And when you, in my world where I live, I had an opportunity and privilege to work for several incredible American corporations. The last one was Compaq, which was Take No Prisoners, Texan, world leaders. But I am a free soul and I always go where the freedom shines. So ultimately, I left big American corporations to start my own startups in the area of technology and media. So after being with HP in Silicon Valley for several years, I then joined very high-flying Silicon Valley startup when Silicon Valley was just being born.
Oh, gosh, and we know what these two words mean. You know, I know you're a very successful lady. I know, like I said, you have visions that even when we talk for hour and a half, I start really understanding right now what you are talking about. But I think I'm very bright. And again, I was... for so many years around the very smart people in America too, then everybody, just not entertainment, is very attached to media, to publishing, to lots of stuff that we also are talking about. And, you know, but the way how you see things, they are bigger than life. And almost it's scary because sometimes I was asking you the question, okay, stop. Can you explain me again? Simple words. Can you explain me what do you mean by this or that? We'll be talking about platform things.
Media platform.
Media platform. I don't know if it's at this moment is a time that you want to talk right now about
I just want to say Los Angeles is the best in the world media platform.
That's for sure. Accent all is coming from LA. I'm joking, but that's the truth.
You know why? Because if you travel all over the world, if you say that I live in Los Angeles, everybody's eyes
open,
light up.
Yeah, you're right.
And one of the ways of using my media platform that together with my son, who is now 27, who was born in California, who also has two hearts, one American and one Polish, and he's in Poland right now, and we will talk about it. But anyway, the media platform, and stop me if you want to return to the subject, but for your listeners.
Yes.
Media platform starts as an imagination of intention and purpose. YouTube is a media platform, but the media platform that we are talking about might be using similar technology, but it's aimed at a different purpose, to bring money back to the artistic community instead of hoarding it in the hands of corporate chieftains of Silicon Valley while giving artists pennies
but
on the dollar.
You came from Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Okay, and you understand very well how they operate.
Yes.
And in a way, this is just the coolest places in the world because it's so many great things happening because of them. But outside of that, you know, we are talking, I'm an artist, I'm a singer-songwriter, we understand the music business practically doesn't exist. Who makes money? We know not artists. We know that we have so many amazing artists right now who, God thank you, that we have, you know, iTunes or we have YouTube, that people who really like searching, they can find some new face, new music, new style, somebody who is amazing. But this is not supposed to be this way. They're supposed supposed to be somehow better organized, something supposed mm-hmm. to be mm-hmm. given mm-hmm. to public that is easier for them to find them, and also artists who trust your platform mm-hmm. that they will know that the money will come back mm-hmm. to them for what they are doing.
Very well said, Ilona. And there is a certain, as you notice, a challenge in understanding the intention and concept of the media platform that I have devoted several years to. And actually, the first concept of the media platform happened. It was almost a spiritual experience. I was in Warsaw, Poland, when 9/11 happened. Yeah. And I spent evening with American ambassador, prime minister of Poland, my husband, my Polish husband, were praying in the incredible church in Warsaw for all of you, all of us here. Next day, I flew to Monte Carlo for a telecommunication conference, which was very prominent. Some of Americans were already there. Big part didn't arrive. It was 2001, obviously. And I was sitting outside of the hotel next to the Catholic Church, which Monte Carlo is a very much Catholic little country, and I saw everybody was carrying a cell phone close to their ear and looking at the cell phone, like trying to figure out what's happening. Yeah. And suddenly,
it's the picture.
I was mesmerized by a spiritual message saying, everything that you have created in the area of technology, all your Silicon Valley, Monte Carlo, Warsaw, Paris experiences, you must dedicate to creating an independent global media platform that will deliver to the screens of the cell phones most empowering, good, spiritual, business news content that will really belong to people.
Wow.
The next day I flew to Vatican, because I was seeking, at that time, John Paul II, let us, the mankind, inability to attract people in millions,
yes.
not to the Catholic message, but to the message of hope
yes.
and courage.
Love and courage, yes.
And Angel Mobile was born. So,
oh, that's your company. Okay, I don't know if I
one
want
of
to,
my companies.
One of your companies. I don't want to jump through it, because we finished the interview when you said you were in Silicon Valley for like
yes.
5 years. You then you moved to your own company. You tried to free yourself.
I was in yes.
And this was you were working.
No, I was. I made a lot of money on the Silicon Valley way, and this is still beautiful and only in America. And if there's a message that I want to share with your incredible listeners is that we have to be aware that we continue to be the only country where it is still possible to start the company and in 1 year had it valued at $1 billion or $2 billion, or $5 billion. There isn't any other place on the planet Earth which this
the freedom
can
of, yeah,
happen.
Your dream can happen if you work, if you have
if you
a vision.
Know,
if
you have
know.
A vision and you have to have a piece of technology, because the piece
yes.
of technology scales up your business model, so you can show investors or you can show partners that down the road you are going to experience a huge success. This is how young Ukrainian guy who came to this country not too long ago just sold his startup to Facebook for $19 billion.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nowhere else but in this country. And this empowerment exists. But people in Silicon Valley are significantly more aware of it than we here in Los
yeah.
Angeles.
So
part of my mission is to make Los Angeles the biggest brand and platform, because every fashion designer, every chef, every beautiful, talented woman like you and your listeners and men and women and our kids can become owners of the media channel, for example, on our platform or other platforms who might subscribe to the same business model, and start accumulating their own personal wealth, because if your media channel belongs to you,
yeah.
not to YouTube, not to Facebook, but the business model allows you to control media channel. And if you gather a few hundred thousand viewership, suddenly you have equity that is worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
Because,
okay.
for example, Robert Redford sold his underperforming media channel Sundance,
yeah.
which barely had 100,000 viewers, for $400 million. This dynamic is available because of the new technologies, because of the new media platforms, if the media platform is in the hands of the people who want to make this particular thing happen.
And I know we all listening to you with open mouth, and we understand what you are saying. You know, the freedom is supposed to be in our hands. If we have something that we want to share world mm-hmm. with, we're supposed to have a right to be found somehow, somewhere, instead of not being able ever knocking to doors because they're close to us. And
yes.
somebody needs to build a platform for millions of geniuses and perfect artists, perfect whoever's, that they could be found, that they could build their own strength. And then if this brings interest, money, or whatever,
yes.
you obviously can build their own wealth.
So you are not dependent on the studios, yes. on the labels, on the control of the TV networks.
Yeah.
It's in your own hands.
And obviously, well, you know, I am, again, singers and writers that, and working with the music business for so, so long, and I know that in a very, very powerful way, this is a perfect resolution for artists.
Yes.
Perfect.
And a perfect city is Los Angeles, Ilona. And wow. this is where you are, and you know why you are here. I
Absolutely.
Know why I am here.
Yeah.
And Los Angeles, you know, every street, Melrose Street,
garage,
Sunset.
Studio,
it's a show.
Dream.
It's an ongoing show.
Yes,
you can
dreams.
Film it, and the world wants to see you, Los Angeles.
Yes. Then, you know, now we have our guest who will be talking to us a little bit more and maybe explain us how to maybe even get in touch to her if somebody has a great idea, if she would like to that, because I know she's very busy. But anyway, everybody knows that LA Talk Radio and Accent On loves music, and today is also the special day because your son is a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to start a little bit playing music by playing his song Ide do celu, we're going straight to the goal, or I'm
yes.
getting after goal. That will be the translation. And could you tell us a tiny little bit about what we need to know about your son?
Grant Blaisdell was born in Laguna Beach. So he's very much a California young man, California boy. He is in Poland now because he's attending the film school there, and he's in love with a beautiful Polish international photographer and a producer, Julia. They are filming incredible films together, among others, Impact of Polish Artists on Hollywood, especially a while back. But hip-hop and rapping is his love. And he's also building the media platform I refer to together with Amazon. He's performing this song with Pekka, who is a very famous Polish rapper. It's a duo.
Is this not the coolest things ever? We have really Polish rapper duo. We have American
yes.
rapper. We have American businessman. Happened that he's your son, but he's in Poland. He's doing his dream come true there, out there, but also he will be building bridge between LA and
Europe yes.
to creating something, you call this media platform,
yes.
but he will be a big part of it, and he's already. And
yes.
he's a filmmaker also. But you know what? He's also a great rapper. Let's listen. He's going after his goal.
What?
Whatever you go, whether going pro or filling your bank account full of O's, it's a tough road with no love. Persistence through the mud is a must when chasing for your dreams. But life ain't all about the cream. Had to throw some woo in it just for you to know what I mean. Bills, no lights, strife, fights are all part of the package. Assembled by the few and consumed by the masses. Let them be the sheep. Just keep climbing at the top. It's a peak. On the other side, it's a fast slide down. So nothing's guaranteed. Bango went half deaf and died before anyone could see. So what do you believe? The corporate dream, a different philosophy, or the cold hard truth that most likely you will never be what you want to see. But you still must believe. I broke through the stereotype, put it all down in my sound. I broke the stereo mic. Now I bump it through your speakers, speaking in ways that uplift the masses, inspires the people.
Idziemy up. Tam, gdzie będzie lepiej. Gdzie będziemy daleko od cierpień. Co tam będzie, nie wiem. Tego nie jestem pewien, ale wiem na pewno. Musimy iść, by trafić sedno.
Idziemy tam, gdzie będzie lepiej, gdzie będziemy daleko od cierpień. Co tam będzie, nie wiem, tego nie jestem pewien, ale wiem na pewno, musimy iść, by trafić sedno. Idę do celu, tą pierdoloną ketą drogą, gdzie zawieść podkłada haki swoją nogą, gdzie na co dzień jest hardkorowo, gdzie ludzie podchodzą do ciebie niezdrowo, bo chciałby coś osiągnąć, chcieliby cię do barda wciągnąć, gdzie sami siedzą, bo nie zniosą tego, widzieć rodaka swego zadowolonego, nie rozumiem zachowania tego, jestem ponad tym, wiem co, gdzie, jak i z kim, idę po swoje, na drodze, której w miejscu nie stoję, pracuję nad sobą, idę twardo z głową, mam wege stery, kieruję się na głęboką wodę, by pokonać bariery. Nigdy się nie poddam i nie zejdę z tonu. Wiary nie oddam nikomu, nikomu. Idziemy tam, gdzie będzie lepiej, gdzie będziemy daleko od cierpień. Co tam będzie, nie wiem, tego nie jestem pewien, ale wiem na pewno, musimy iść, by trafić sedno. Idziemy tam, gdzie będzie lepiej, gdzie będziemy daleko od cierpień. Co tam będzie, nie wiem, tego nie jestem pewien, ale wiem na pewno, musimy iść, by trafić sedno.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very powerful song.
I think that song summarized what you so beautifully introduced, which is, I think, what your listeners share with us, which is commitment to your own dream, to your destiny, yep. Not giving up, fighting for it, even if it's difficult, even if it's impossible, not giving up.
You know, and I think that's where Accent On also is so hopefully liked, I think is really liked, because we are giving these little tiny tips to people who are listening to us. And people are coming from all around the world, sitting in these chairs, or they're calling in the middle of the night, you know, to talk to us live. But really to give us this very strong message, it's only you can stop dreaming. Nobody yes. has a right to stop you from dreaming. Nobody can tell you you're not good enough, because the good enough is coming from wanting to be better and just having their own vision. Mm-hmm. And just, again, mostly parents have this beautiful, beautiful way of keeping us, you know, going. But after, when they don't have any more power over us, who can do this for us? Only us.
Yes.
Then I know you are the most cool, powerful lady ever. I see your son.
I am not giving up.
No. It's just no way of giving up. It's so much to do, so much to enjoy. It's not only about hard work, because mm-hmm. hard work, if it's loved, is pleasure.
Yes, it's a,
okay? It's a pleasure.
It's the uplifting, daily, incredible experience of feeling more empowered and more committed and more...
You wake up in the morning
yes.
and your head is spinning because you know,
totally.
Phone, and your dreams, and you still need to narrow them down sometimes. And another day you're spreading them like crazy because you cannot think narrow. You need to think like in bigger,
yes.
bigger ways. And I always say my dreams out loud, and I don't want to say, but in my, you know, married life, my ex-husband hated this. He said, gosh, you're dreaming about winning Grammys. Drives me crazy. Why do you think you have right to think this way? I'm like, I don't know, but that's how I feel, you know. And I was serious about it, not about that I will die if I don't, uh-huh. but that is my dream still.
Yes.
I'm a songwriter. Why do not dream about something very important, okay? To me, that somebody will fall in love crazy with my songs. And I'm fighting for lots of things like that. And one of them is that Accent On. Because like I said to you, Sam, who is head of LA Talk Radio, when I tried to give up, when, you know, my private life fell apart, I tried to give up on this show. I thought maybe I cannot do it by myself. I had no, you know, man who spoke beautiful English next to me. But he said, Ilona, we have nothing like that on the radio. People are listening. You better start doing uh-huh. what you wanted to do. Uh-huh. That was your idea. Let's see what's happened. And people listen 50 times more. Then it's just amazing. And now my dream, and I said also on the radio many times, that this show eventually will be becoming TV show, then I will be having people be coming from all around the world coming to Accent On. They'll be talking their life story that is positive, and they will prove that you can make something of yourself in America, because that's an amazing country. And obviously, I hope you'll be the big part of my dream, and because we dream similarly, although you are, again, I can say you are smarter than me, but I love it. Okay, then, let's come back to the moment that... you have your idea. Do you want to talk right away about your idea and a platform a little bit more? Do you want to talk a little bit about
space.
Our space? Because that's like something, how high you can dream and think. Now we are talking about space. We are not talking about LA media platform. We are talking still about that, but this is in accumulation with another idea. What is this?
Well,
oh my God.
Ilona. Again, we are in California.
Yes.
Hollywood films, but also space and aerospace industry. And when I look at space, I see totally wide open areas of opportunities with it's not divided between corporations and billionaires. It's totally open to the most courageous, most willing to come up with the idea for the new business and inspired. And in particular, I want to greet all the women who are listening to us. We love men, but this message is also for women.
Thank you.
And I do not agree with my Silicon Valley colleague who had a bestseller called Lean In, which is encouraging and inspiring us to aspire to being a vice president or senior vice president of the corporation. Mm. I want to share a different message. We women and our men too have to create new industries, have to create new corporations, our companies with the values of billions of dollars. Plus, where can we do it? Space is one of the opportunities. And I will, the project is still under development, it's confidential, but let me put it this way. There is a place in California, in Santa Barbara County, where NASA, a beloved American institution, which carries not only rockets, but also a proudness of our American nation, and in some way our competitive edge. So there is a little place in California where NASA is launching some of its rockets from. Most recently, a very accomplished Californian from South Africa speaking of, we should have him on your program, Elon Musk. Speaking
of
us. So Elon Musk, just like us, also immigrant to this incredible country, SpaceX is also launching its rockets from this particular beautiful special place. Well, yours truly has came up with the certain idea of the concentrated business California Space Center, which is igniting not only an initiation of a space tourism, because it's kind of old and people are already doing it, but totally next generation of the space activities, but also want to commit dedicating part of the activities to space science, education of kids, and entertainment.
Oh, God.
And this is something that we discussed before the beginning of your show about a creation of the incredible first ever concert where actual rocket is going to take off to the true space.
Wow.
And not military rockets, rockets which are carrying satellites which are going to help us deal with the climate change in an unprecedented way, because we don't know enough, we don't have accurate enough data. And 2 weeks ago, I had the privilege of being part of the event of NASA launching the first next generation satellite, which is going to help us measure carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is ultimately responsible for climate change. So there is a lot of incredible activities that we are planning. I'm working very hard.
And you also mentioned children, that we need to educate children what the space is about and what relationship we are living
and
with,
science.
What's going on there. And, you know, all that this knowledge needs to be closer, because it seems like we're so close in 80s. In the 90s, the cosmos and things was like the it. Right now is like not
so anymore. We have to rekindle
it. We need to rekindle that. And it's so cute because, like I mentioned before, I'm working with very nice people who are creating a very beautiful animation TV show or DVD and comics books, that, you know, and they placed everything in a space. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, whoa, you know, I love that, you know, like all this, I don't know, magic is happening in our studio, and I'm very happy about it. I will play maybe one more song. Do you want happy or do you want sad? Or like dramatic rock or dance?
Dance.
Yes, let's do Eternal Keys by Ilona Europa, Club Junkies UK, and that's what is going to radio next month.
Forever young, smiling, kissing, touching, feeling, hanging on forever young.
tired singing, not singing this song. I love this song. I think it's so hot. And Forever Young is I think, what we all supposed to want to be forever young. Because youth is, that's what we do, I think, in the studio. We are dreaming, planning, doing, failing, maybe a bit, not too much. But then we are picking ourselves up and whoop, going up. Hey, cosmos is the sky limit, or is not? I don't know. Okay, Eva, if we will be talking about your day-to-day, waking up in the morning, tell me, how is your day? You wake up what time?
Sometimes as early as 5:30, 6 a.m., if necessary earlier. And I always start with very ambitious plans of trying to start exercise as my first destination.
You're doing that?
No.
I love you.
There are days where it happens, but I give a priority to people who are expecting to hear from me early on, yes, especially in Europe or sometime, yes, here. I joined Equinox as the health attraction because, you know, they promised me, we will make you do it. But I am they are great people, and I love the location, but I'm not there as often as possible. I love coffee, so yeah. I love coffee and I love ice cream. If I have those two things in my life,
gosh,
I can,
sister,
live on it.
Oh gosh.
And then good mineral water.
Then you are spending your life really on the phone most of the time.
Computer, the Skype, but with the dog. I have sometimes most important business conversation while I'm walking my dog.
Hey.
Frequently on the beach. And
what
when
dog
I'm,
do you have? Because it's good to know the busy woman like you have normal life, coffee, ice cream, dog. She doesn't like exercise. We love her. She's one of us.
And then I gratefully also take a look at my husband, who is a cool, handsome, devoted,
okay,
blue eyes, blonde.
No, you are too lucky. Don't say it like that.
Thank you for reminding me.
What is his name?
Mark.
Mark, hi. I hope next time you will come to our studio and we'll be talking also about your life. Because I know you have unusual story. I would love to, you know, talk to you on the air.
And then I love to walk streets of Los Angeles, sunset in the morning. I mean, Sunset Boulevard in the morning is something incredible.
Then if you will think what the future of not only media, how we'll be contacting each other. Do you have some vision, if you even can sell stuff like that on the air, because that's something probably that you think about. What will be the next it? The connection, we'll be coming back about talking about media, of platform, media platform that you think that's the future really for a lot of people, businesses, you know, to get in together in one place. But what would be the next it, do you think, you know?
Well, it's interesting that you asked, and I will probably surprise you by giving you my answer. Today I sent an email to a special master of ceremony of Silicon Valley who is opening his private club for physical togetherness, for us to come together. And I told him, listen, this is brilliant, because in the time of Facebook, Twitter, we need a place where we can touch each other.
Not have stuff like that.
And I don't think there is a replacement for the human touch. But then let me keep up with your expectation that I will tell you a little bit about technology. I met with the leaders of USC Institute called Institute of Technology Innovation to discuss, for example, a technology that I want to use in my space center, which allows to use avatar technology to create us like a real human being with the way you speak, the look, the move, but it's not really you.
You,
it's your representation.
Everywhere you can sit in is ice cream and drink coffee, and you'll be like everywhere working.
Avatar, but let me tell you why we were discussing it, and I hope it will resonate with your listeners. And speaking of cosmos, and speaking of the fact that so many incredible American astronauts who created the first avalanche of our success are dying. They are leaving us. So this technology will allow us to capture their psyche, the look, the way they talk, their knowledge, and deposit it forever. So when people will come to my space center, the avatar representation of the astronauts will be able to communicate with our kids just like if they were still with us. So we can forever capture the personalities, the language, the looks, the way of speaking, the knowledge of us, even if we are not here anymore. Yeah. So we'll extend presence beyond our physicalness on this earth.
I love this. You know, obviously everybody will go back and remember Michael Jackson, Avatar on Grammys, but it was very controversial. On another hand, even when it was unusual and weird, sometimes you knew he's dead, but really we wanted to see him. We wanted to feel like he's in our presence. We wanted to be in his presence. And, you know, that's what we remember, really. His songs sound great. And you're right. When we have these people who really went there, and we somehow can be closer to them, listen to them, how they describe it. Oh, gosh, that's a genius.
And I would like to create and fundraise also for doing the same with our World War II veterans. There are very, very few of them left.
Wow. Wow.
And
Poland is amazing. Bring everybody from...
Yes.
I don't know how many people really lived through the Auschwitz. They are still with us, but
and also Polish heroes. And if I would like to share a film project that we are working on, that is dedicated to Warsaw Uprising, not confused with ghetto uprising. Warsaw Uprising is where during like 3 weeks, 200,000 of Poles, beautiful young people, poet, artists, students, fought against the Russians and Germans at the same time to liberate Warsaw so we can rise as a free country. And the reason that we want to do Hollywood film with people like Tom Hanks, who are very generous in looking at the World War II stories, is because Polish heroic history is very much unknown in this particular country. And it's incredible, compatible with the United States history, committed to freedom, democracy, courage. And by the way, Polish Constitution was only 2 days after American Constitution. So we were marching the same tune from very beginning.
Wow. So well said. You know, and again, I'm so proud to be proud like you being Polish person in America. And this country is amazing, welcoming everybody practically and just let them be who they want to be. But like you say, certain people from certain countries, they need to have a bigger platform and they need to be remembered, heard. And if you can find this way. And I also would like to come back a little bit to your book, because I know you are writing the book that is a little bit against the book that Silicon Valley is. And how far you are into writing?
Well, I have this coach who lives in Santa Monica, also an incredible accent person, who is nudging me to be more disciplined about the process. I think if I sit down, I have this book in me so much that probably in 2 months I can get it done. And this is not against in the sense of traditional against, but I think encouraging us women to aspire only to the corporate positions is a fairly old-fashioned proposition.
We really need you to write this book. This is happening not only in business, but this happens in a house. The home.
Yes.
Ladies need to just somehow shake this feeling of being a little bit under. No, equal, above, whatever, who cares? It's just equal world.
And we love men, and men will benefit from it. Yeah. Probably. So this is nothing from the standpoint of putting us against you guys.
No,
we
happy
love
wife,
you.
Happy woman, happy marriage, happy household.
Wealthy woman is a phenomena that make other people very wealthy faster.
That's so true. Okay, again, we are going out of the maybe more harder topic, and I'm still looking at you, and I see beautiful woman. I really, really see.
Thank you.
You're so beautifully put together. I know that fashion is something that you like.
I love fashion.
Do you think that this will be having... fashion will be having big role in a media platform.
Totally. Fashion, just like music, just like your songs, like Songs of My Son, is a universal language. It's a language of an emotion and a language which can, in one fashion show, transform itself into the cultural event. Now, since I have this DNA of Silicon Valley, let me empower it with where Los Angeles can lead again. If you check where investors in Silicon Valley are putting their money as like crazy. It's so-called wearables.
Okay.
And wearables sounds not very elegant, not very LA.
Yeah.
But so we have to come up with the new word. But what it is, it's a fashion. In a Silicon Valley performance, it's like a T-shirt or a hoodie. But in Los Angeles performance, it could be a beautiful piece of a designer, Los Angeles designer clothes, enriched with a technology component, which, for example, can be a chip from Intel or Qualcomm, which will send a signal about your location if you are a child. Or a T-shirt or a beautiful hoodie, sweater, jeans that takes your temperature, blood pressure.
Wow.
The other vital health signs that can feed you information.
Like more industrial, more something that also...
It's functional. And also close as media channel.
Look at you.
And because you can film, you can wear a hoodie or a hat with a little camera that can film, not to deploy people of privacy. But for example, if you are in a beautiful...
You want to cut something.
Yeah. Yes, or here. Not? So for example, I can have a piece of clothes with the camera and we can start transporting our image through my media platform to the screens of the cell phone of people in Moscow, in Shanghai, in China. This is about us, Los Angeles, removing the borders and rising above even corporate media companies who do not let us be participatory.
Okay? The biggest freedom words that you are speaking out right now. You
so the freedom
yourself,
is here.
Free yourself, free your everything and do and fight for what you want to be and fight for your own dreams. And Eva, you need to be back because it's always crazy. We have CBS coming with the news in what time is right now? Oh, in almost 1 minute and a half. Then I need to say bye-bye for today. If somebody would like to get in touch with you, I don't know if it's possible. Do you think?
Not easy. I am staying underground for a little bit longer.
But if somebody has some genius idea about something that you think Eva need to know, please just write to Accent On and on the Facebook. And of course, this interview will be placed tonight on LA Talk Radio Accent On page and also on iTunes, also on Stitches. Then we will be... And we'll be having you back. That's like 100%. Your son will be here and your husband will be here and the South African gentleman meet him and see what he
Elon
has
Elon Musk,
to do.
Incredible entrepreneur, but he also had to come, Ilona, to the United States to fulfill his dream. He created Tesla and SpaceX.
That's the magical word, Tesla. Now everybody knows who he is. We really want him. We really, really. This is an amazing car and what he's doing. That's just amazing. Anyway, but yeah, I don't want to say bye-bye to you, FJ.
Dziękuję bardzo, Ilona.
Dziękuję. Thank you so
much.
You
are incredible. She's beautiful, courageous, and the best is yet to come.
Yes, and we'll be working together. I know we'll be building platform between Hollywood and Europe, and we'll be sending message of what we are doing, what you are doing, what we are creating. For sure, in very near future, we'll be creating big show, hopefully, before the big rocket launches, and we'll be having unusual artists, very, very unusual concert, and I know you are the one who probably will make this happen. Eva Blaisdell, this is right?
Yes.
Can you tell me your way? Because I still believe you're supposed to say your name the best.
Eva Blaisdell.
Blaisdell. Great accent. I love you and thank you
love
for
you
listening.
Too. Love you all.
Thank you for listening again. Until next time.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.